Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you as usual, along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And Vishal, this week we have a quick Premier League roundup before we head to the international break.
Yep.
AKA the most boring time in football because nobody really
I know.
Gives much of a
But
route.
I'll take it. Some of my United players get some crucial rest. I'll take it.
And speaking of rest, how things are shaping up right now. So, Arsenal coming off a loss. We could call it a shock loss, but it's somehow become predictable
these days.
We'll head into this break wishing they could actually be playing a bit more.
Yeah.
You have United heading into this break, and we'll discuss about that a little later.
Yep.
With a very, very congested fixture list to come on the other side. That should be interesting. And of course, we have Liverpool and Manchester City heading into this break after quite the pulsating game, and of course City having been eliminated from the Champions League.
Yep.
And we have Spurs and Everton heading into the break like usual.
On top of the game. Unexpectedly so, almost.
So stringing wins after wins. And speaking of stringing wins after wins, Chelsea head into the break.
Yep.
Business as usual.
Yep.
Winning 2-1 against Stoke City.
Yep.
Let's begin there.
Yep.
Chelsea grind out another result.
Another result and sign of champions. We'd always say this, a championship team is not the one who plays best for 38 games, but who grinds out results for 38 games and who manages to, because it was very easy to drop those points because a Stoke team came and played very well against Chelsea.
This was literally a cold evening at Stoke.
It was literally that, and they rose to the challenge quite well because one, they made sure they did not lose the game, and two, they made sure that they scored at the right time, as in scoring at the 87th minute and holding on to that lead was a crucial moment. So I think,
and you could see that they were leading up to that because they had built the game
around
that whole momentum of having scored first, gave up the goal easily. But
so I think the one thing that I've started noticing in the Conte side is they're not just hardworking, but they're also smart working. So if you notice, the number of players working hard and falling back are not the same. As in, he does save Hazard for the attack. He does save other players. Hazard, or Willian, or Fabregas are not players who are still doing the distance. He is actually using it smartly and not making everybody cover the distance, and which is kind of coming back to benefit because they're finally starting to play 90 minutes again. As in, Chelsea that was missing for some time, and they're starting to play through the 90 minutes and start scoring, getting those results again.
So looks pretty hard in terms of imagining any other scenario other than Chelsea being crowned champions here. But it is those remaining positions that are up for grabs.
Yep.
And there are so many contenders.
And nobody seems to know what they want. Do they want second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth? I don't know.
And speaking of not really knowing what they want, Liverpool won, Manchester City won. A game that could easily have been 3-0, 0-3, 3-3, 2-2, 2-1, 1-2, ended 1-1.
Yep. It's ironical, right? The most entertaining games are those which are managers' nightmares, where we always celebrate the 5-3s, the 4-3s, but imagine the manager's plight, where you create so many chances, you have world-class players on the field, but none of them seem to convert it. And if you remember, if in One Night in Turin, how Bobby Robson talks about, you know, he cannot coach finishing. It's that player at that moment, at that time, who has to get out there and finish it.
And we are looking at you, Adam Lallana.
Yeah. So there's only that much you can prepare, and it is extremely frustrating for a coach. As much as you want to praise your players, even an Aguero, even a Lallana, you expect them to finish the chances that they had, and a bunch of them missed a bunch of chances. And
Firmino definitely did. Yeah. He started celebrating before the 20.
That's so Brazilian. But here you go. So I think the result worked out well, especially from the teams from below United, below City and Liverpool. So I think It was a fair result, definitely a fair result. I think both the managers
Vishal,
were very
proud. I think you said teams only to mask your
of course.
So-called biasness and to show neutrality, but we know you mean Manchester United.
Of course.
Obviously, United had a terrific result.
Yep.
They had a pretty good win against Middlesbrough. We have said this about Middlesbrough before.
Yep.
A team that has just simply struggled to stitch together a result.
Yep.
Have been good in patches, but not good enough in
90. That's the thing, right? Their patches actually is over 90 minutes. As in every game, they do give a glimpse of how good they can be, and in the same game, they show they give you a glaring glimpse of how abysmal they can be in a situation. And this was exactly the same. I think it was the score is very, very tricky, especially looking at the scores. It looks very comfortable to United, but the fact that United had to score off a glaring mistake from Victor Valdez, and also United did score two goals, but it also came from the fact that Middlesbrough just did not defend right, as in letting Lingard run the way he did and finish that. As in, come on, those are schoolboyish mistakes, and that's exactly the thing. But I think for United, this game was crucial because
they're coming off just a two-day break.
Yeah, a two-day break of frustrating fixture period, and also that getting those 3 points will actually set the tone for the rest of the month, because if you get a draw or if you have lost over there, it would have been an exceedingly low morale that you're taking this entering this break,
and it's in not a 2 week international break, which is,
and it's not the place you want to be in, so which worked out well. And now Pogba is going to get a break, and now Zlatan's anywhere on a break for another 2 weeks, and Mata again will be on a break, so it's a good place for us because some of our crucial players are going to get some great rest, because starting April we are going into the fixture list from hell, where at least 4 games are being played with a day's rest. So I think this rest is very, very, very well earned.
Yeah, that fixture list is more closely stacked and packed than I think Zlatan has copies of his biography or autobiography stacked in his library. Man. In his personal chalet in Sweden.
I fear that fixture list.
Okay, and moving on from fearing the fixture list to basically fearing everything that is around you, aka Arsenal. We know we have brought this up many times, and we do not want to delve into in-depth again about the whole Wenger saga.
Yep.
But what do you make of the result over the weekend for Arsenal?
I think this weekend the players played like they didn't want Arsenal at the club. They absolutely put zero effort. They absolutely did not try. And they really actually put out a performance that almost were trying to push Wenger out the door. I don't know if that's the attitude in the dressing room right now. It seems to be the attitude among football clubs. It seems to be a practicing attitude across.
We have seen that with Leicester.
Yeah,
we'll
come
to
Middlesbrough, Leicester now. Arsenal reflecting that as well.
There was some rightful criticism from Thierry Henry, who said that you cannot hide behind the mask of blaming Wenger because you have to produce performances too.
I will go back to what Bobby Robson said. The manager can only prepare the players. He cannot play the game. So Wenger could be saying all the right things, we do not know, but if the players are not willing to put in the effort, the time and the energy, because there are clubs which are not half as talented as Arsenal, for example, and Everton, which is a good team, a good squad, but not a great squad, who are working putting double the time, double the effort and showing the results. And I do not know what Arsenal's excuses, I do not know what Ozil's excuses, who got injured very early in the game again, I don't know how, but I just do not understand the mindset of these players. I think there is a problem that requires complete overhaul, not just from the manager, but from the player's point of view.
And speaking of overhaul, Leicester City. Chance, Vishal, to finish in the top half of the table. Almost unthinkable when they went into that slid leading up to the dismissal of Claudio Ranieri. Now they just sit 3 points behind Southampton. Yes, admittedly Southampton have a game or two in hand, but even then it's
shocking, right? As in, what could have gone so drastically different that after Ranieri leaves you decided to play like you played last season again?
Yes,
you five games after Ranieri won 4.
Have Vardy back on the score sheet. You have
Captain
Morgan hustling for those.
Hustling. Booth is winning headers again. Drinkwater's playing
in those.
And of course,
Riyad Mahrez is playing through those beautiful
balls. I can't help but as much as I want to add logic to this, but I can't help that think that the players actually worked against Ranieri in this situation, because if you can turn it around in 1 week, why couldn't you turn it around earlier?
The circumstantial evidence does stack up.
Yep.
And we'll have a lot to talk about. We are taking a 2 week break along with the international break, but we'll have a lot to talk about in the coming weeks.
Yep.
I think, Vishal, there is going to be a slew of episodes.
Oh, yes.
Because we have to work just as hard as the United physio to make sure this keeps going.
Please keep them fit.
When we come back. So you can track all of that with us on Soccer Sense. You can follow us on Twitter at Sense Soccer, or go to soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com, or you can subscribe to us on Audio Boom under the channel Soccer Sense, or on Pocket Casts, or on iTunes, or any other podcasting platform that you use. Meanwhile, this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Thanks, guys. Pray for United, please. We need it. To all your gods.
Especially
for each fixture.
This particular fixture list. Right. See you guys next week, and we will be back midweek with a special report from our Rest of Europe correspondent with special thoughts on what he thinks.
And pray for
Juventus drawing Barca in the Champions League quarterfinals. See you guys next week.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.